I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The walleye fishing is incredible right now. The fish are really biting, but the pike are biting good too. So if you're out there fishing for walleyes, how do you keep those pike if they take your bait from cutting right through your line? I'll tell you, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach said the walleye fishing right now is phenomenal. But he said the pike fishing is good too. And for him, using a large shiner minnow right now to catch the really big walleyes is what he likes to do. And the pike can be a pain because they'll grab that shiner and cut right through your line. So what he's doing now is using a piece of 10-pound, sometimes he'll even go 15-pound fluorocarbon leader from the sinker to the hook. And what that does is it provides an invisible line on the bait, which is really good when you're fishing walleyes and pike too, but it's also a very tough line. And if you keep the drag on your reel very light, the pike won't cut through that line. They'll pull line off the reel, of course, but you just fight that fish softly and you'll land a very big fish. It could be a pike, it could be a walleye, but it will not have cut through that line because it is fluorocarbon, very tough. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.